Next question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi barakatuh. Sir, I am a student of BSc final year. I am from Andhra Pradesh, India. I am from a Hindu family. Alhamdulillah, I recently reverted into a Muslim. My question is, how one can know whether his iman is strong or weak? And what steps should be taken in improving my iman? And if one who listens about the punishment of hellfire and not feeling afraid of it, but worries about other things, what is the strength of his iman? The question posed is that how will a person, this question posed by Revert, and he's asking that how will a person come to know whether his iman is strong or weak? And what steps should be taken to improve the iman? And the last part is that if a person hears and knows about the punishment hellfire and yet he's not worried about that and is worried about the worldly things, then what is his status? Regarding the first part of the question, that how does one come to know that his iman is strong? A person, when he keeps on following the teachings of Quran and Sahih Hadith, the more he follows, he realizes that his iman is strong. For example, when he goes out, a Muslim knows that she should wear the hijab. The outside world may not be doing hijab, she's doing hijab. You know that the iman is strong. That we know that people do wrong things, they cheat, you're not cheating. People tell lies, you don't lie, you're honest. And the more you follow the Quran and Sahih Hadith, you come to know iman is strong. How do you increase your iman? One of the best ways to increase your iman is to read the translation of the Quran. Read the translation of the hadith of the beloved Prophet Muhammad. Read the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad. Read the seerah of the Khulafa Rashidin, of the Sahabas. When you look at their lifestyle, you are empowered. You realize that how strong they were in iman and how weak we are in iman. So if you read the stories of the Sahabas, your iman increases. I'd like to give you one incident that once there was a person who comes and tells the Prophet that the neighbor that is there is not allowing to build the boundary wall of the house because the street is in between. So the Prophet tells the neighbor that if you give that one tree and allow him to build his boundary wall, I will give you a tree in Jannah. And refuses. He doesn't agree. So when one of the Sahaba, Abu Darda, he hears about this, he goes and asks the Prophet that if I get that tree and see to it, give it to him, will I get a tree in Jannah? The Prophet said, yes, why not? So he goes and tells that neighbor that do you know who I am? He said, no. He said, I am Abu Darda, who owns the biggest and the most precious garden of dates in Medina. It is, of course, who does not know you? Then he says that, will you give me this tree which is coming in between your neighbor, boundary wall, and for that, in exchange of that tree, I will give you my complete garden of dates, which is the best in Medina. The man says, are you crazy? For my one tree, you will give me the full garden which is the best in Medina? He says, yes. And the person agrees. Abu Darda comes back home and tells his wife that today I have done a great deal, an excellent deal. The wife asks, what did you do? So he narrates the story about the tree and he tells his wife that I bought that tree that will give us the tree in Jannah in exchange for the full garden that we have in Medina. So the wife says, ah, what an excellent deal. In today's world, if suppose you have such a big garden and you want to buy the tree, today's wife will tell you, you're a fool. Why did you give the full garden? You would have given 25% of the garden, or you should have given 50% of the garden. And surely that man would have agreed. Even if you give 25% of the garden, you would have given that one tree. But look at the iman. The wife says, ah, what a deal. That means both of them, the husband and wife, they didn't want even an out of doubt that the person will refuse. because they wanted Jannah. And the hadith tells us that for the rest of their life, they lived a poor life. But they lived a very happy life because they know that the Prophet had promised them paradise. So if you hear the stories of the Sahaba, how they lived, how they sacrificed, how they helped each other, your iman increases. And it gives us the feeling that what we are doing is nothing. Nothing. And we know that at the time of jihad, when the Prophet told the Sahaba that what you want to contribute, and Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, comes and he gives the large wealth to the Prophet, and the Prophet asks him that what have you left home? So he says, I've left half my wealth at home and half I'm giving charity for jihad. After that, later on, Hazrat Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, he comes and he gives his wealth to the Prophet. And the Prophet asks him, what have you left home? So he said, I have given all my wealth and I've left Allah and His Rasul at home to take care of us. Imagine what iman. Imagine giving his complete wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you hear these stories, it increases our iman. It makes us feel so small that we can't even contribute to the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't even give charity. If you read the lifestyle, the seerah of the Sahaba, of the Khulafa Rashideen, of the Prophets, we are nowhere. So if you read the story, the iman increases. If you read the Quran, the translation, iman increases. And you come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your ibadah increases. Your salah increases. Your sawm increases. Your fasting, your charity, your zakat. All these things, these are signs. And when do you realize that iman is increased? You have peace of mind. Wealth cannot buy peace of mind. When you have peace of mind, that mashallah, inshallah, we are following Allah and His Rasul. And inshallah, we will be raised in Jannah with Allah and His Rasul. You know, as the Prophet said, that you will be raised with the people who you love. So that time the Sahabas were so happy. They said, we may not be good indeed. So they were the best. After the Anbiyas, the people who are the most blessed and the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the Sahabas. Among the Sahabas, the Khulafa Rashidin number one. Among the Khulafa Rashidin, Hazrat Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, he is number one. Then Hazrat Umar. If you hear these stories and the lifestyle of the Prophet and the Sahabas, you will realize that we are living in air condition, we have all the facility, and yet we crib, yet we don't follow the Sunnah, yet we don't follow the things that we're supposed to do. And if you read how did the Ansar, the people of Medina, the Sahabas of Medina, helped the Sahabas, the Muhajir, who migrated from Makkah to Medina. And the stories, it's phenomenal. So the more you read the seerah and of the Prophet, of the Sahabas, your iman will increase, your practice will increase, and inshallah, your peace of mind will increase. So that you are more secured that Allah will give you the best in this world as well as Akhirah. Hope that answers the question. Regarding the last part of the question, that what if you hear the punishment in the hellfire and yet you're bothered about the worldly things? What is the state of iman? Even after hearing about the punishments of the hellfire, if you do not follow the Quran and the Sahih Hadith, and yet if you continue worrying about the worldly things, that means your iman is weak. That iman is weak. I told you how iman is strong, but if you hear, if the two things that make your iman strong is when you hear about the punishment, you fear it. So that's the reason when you fear the punishment of the hereafter, of the hellfire, the present life for you, the difficulties are nothing. They're peanuts. So if after hearing the punishments of the hellfire or after hearing the rewards of Jannah, yet you continue and disobey the teachings of Quran and Sunnah, that means your iman is very weak. So that's the reason you should be in touch with the Quran and Sahih Hadith. And these things will get you closer to Allah and His Rasul. Hope that answers the question.